Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks a lot and welcome in. It's a open recap edition of Real Golf Radio, plus recapping the four major championships as we head into the final events of the regular season FedEx Cup schedule and on to the pending playoffs. It's down to 100 that will make their way onto the playoffs, and then of course the 30 of them will battle it out for the ultimate prize. No starting strokes this year as well, so it's hey, make it to the tour championship and everybody has an equal shot. We'll also be talking about Ryder Cup standings and of course so much about Scottie Scheffler and the way he performed in this last major and throughout this season. It's unbelievable. Thanks for joining us, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Of course, his dad, Billy Casper, knows a thing or two about winning major championships and Ryder Cups, as he's the winningest Ryder Cupper in U.S. Ryder Cup history. Also, two U.S. Opens and a Masters to his credit, along with 51 wins on the PGA Tour. Bob, when you see a guy like Scottie Scheffler, who in strokes gained total was plus 17.3 on the field, I mean, those are some massive numbers. And he was plus 8.5 in putting.
Well, and that's the thing I was talking about, is that putting, he's done everything really good. You know, driving the ball, approach to the pin, also chipping, and now the putting has become on point. And because of that, it's pretty hard to for anybody to really make a push on him. You know, his final round was a thing of beauty, in my opinion, because basically he went out, birdied three of the first five holes and said, okay, boys, come after me if you want to try and catch me. And then he goes, okay, here, I'm going to let you back into it just a little bit. And he got that double bogey because he was trying to do too much with that bunker shot on the eighth hole, but he turned around and came right back with a bounce back, which he leads the tour in, and that Katie barred the door. It was over with.
Yeah, and then a one under par back nine, and he was just a nice, comfortable walk up the 18th. Yep. It wasn't a big fist pump. It wasn't a huge celebration. It was kind of just a golf clap, but there was a lot of awe and appreciation for a masterclass, as Paul McGinley called it, and is what Scottie Scheffler did. We'll talk about it all next right here on Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Nothing says summer like double rewards on your Mountain America Rewards credit card. Get 2x the points on everything from gas and groceries to travel and home projects, now through July 31st, 2025. Oh, wow. It's the perfect way to stretch your dollar and make summer doubly rewarding. Apply for your Mountain America Rewards credit card at macu.com/double. Loans on approved credit. Offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Some specials right now in the summer sizzling heat of southern Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com for all of the details and how you can take advantage of opportunities to go down and play this Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course that has hosted the LPGA and the PGA Tours and will do so once again this fall, October. I think it's the 24th through the 28th, I believe, are the dates. I should look that up before I say it on the radio, but it is that third week of October. The PGA Tour will be returning to Black Desert. BlackDesertResort.com. Real estate information, hotel, stay, play, all that information at BlackDesertResort.com. It is unbelievable down there, and it's so cool to see it all taking shape, and what an experience. And they keep it in such good condition, even in the heat of the summer. You get out there and have a morning tea time. It's excellent. Yeah. TrackMan on the range, 36-hole putting course, all your food and beverage included in your greens fees. It's tough to beat what they got going on there at Black Desert. So, again, thanks for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So, let's just get going. Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
He wins going away. As we said, it was such a masterclass. You look at the stats, and he was in a league of his own. But when you line it all up at the end of the day, it was a four-shot victory over Harris English. Harris English is a surprise. We can talk about that. Chris got her up. Mm-hmm. Good for him, man. I mean, get her up, got her up. Like, it's...
Yep.
He gets over there and takes advantage of the opportunity, wins the Scottish Open, and says, hey, this Lynx thing's pretty cool. And he gets a third-place finish in his first Open championship, which is unbelievable. But a four-shot victory by Scottie. I'll just leave it. Go ahead and lead us off. What's your take on Scottie Scheffler, champion golfer of the year?
Well, I just, you know, this is a continuing habit with him. Getting off to a good start, keeping himself in touch, playing a great second round, either being within one shot or a few shots of the lead and then, or leading the golf tournament, then extending out in the third round and finishing off in the fourth round. That's kind of his mode right now of what he's able to do on the golf course in major championships and in golf tournaments. So, it's amazing to watch him play. Like I said, he shoots 3 under par the front nine with a double bogey, then makes one birdie on the back nine, as you said, in shot 34 or 35. And And he, you know, after that birdie on 12, it was just a matter of hitting quality shots and getting the holes to run out. He didn't have to do anything spectacular, just had to continue doing what he's been doing. And that was hitting the fairways, hitting the greens, and then, you know, letting those holes run out, easy two putts, getting the ball to pin high on every hole. I mean, there's so many good things that he does consistently.
So a lot of people said, gosh, too bad there's not enough drama or not more drama in this thing. It was kind of a sleeper because everybody knew that Scheffler was going to win. I sat back in awe of this master performance that Scotty Scheffler put on, the way he made it look easy. These are the best players in the world. This is not like we're at some low where we don't have great players. All the LIV guys were there that mattered. The PGA, best of the PGA Tour were there. These guys were all there and they were all competing, right? And he went out there and it was amazing to me with Tiger, but Tiger's a special player. Like, you just think Tiger's one of those guys that is a once in a generation. Is Scotty going to be one of those guys? I don't know. But it amazed me watching Tiger back then, and it amazed me last week watching Scotty Scheffler, that he could go out there in some form of ease and be that much better than the best players in the world. A whole field of the best players in the world couldn't, as Xander said, couldn't hang. Maybe it was Rory. No, it was Rory that said, we couldn't hang with Scotty this week. They couldn't hang with his stuff this week. Scheffler was just head and shoulders above the best players in the world. It's mind-blowing. Like, golf, you think about the guys you play with, and it's pretty normal. And again, I know we're not tour players, but the guys you go out and play with, it's pretty normal to say, I'm going to beat this guy one day. He beats me one day. You know, I have a bad round. He has a good round. He has a bad round. I have a good round. Whatever, right? Like, that kind of goes around. You hand some money, they hand it back. And over the course of a summer, there's a lot of back and forth. And then you've got one guy that just is, in Scotty, again, guys that do this for a living, that are just head and shoulders above. To me, it's remarkable. Do we like drama? Do we like back and forth? Do we like, hey, if he's got to make this putt to stay within distance or to take the lead or to win? Sure, we love all that stuff. But I also think it's appropriate to sit back and appreciate greatness, because it happens sometimes. People got tired of watching MJ win 6 rings. People got tired of Tom Brady winning Super Bowls. But at some point in time, you have to just sit back and you go, you know what? You got to appreciate greatness. Even if that's not your team, even if he's not your favorite player, if you love the game, you appreciate what is going on there. And man, I have a high level of appreciation for what Scotty Scheffler is doing with golf right now. It is unreal.
It's amazing. And you know, you point out two phenomenal athletes. The thing you got to remember is those phenomenal athletes have a team and a cast around them. Okay. Scotty Scheffler's on an island. Okay. The only person that he is on that island with is Ted Scott. And they figured this out to where he plays his best golf, and the opportunity for him to win golf tournaments and compete. He also said this week that when he asked Ted Scott regarding a question or something or his input on a shot or whatever, he knows that it's not just something thought up in his mind and thrown out there to alleviate him. He trusts that Ted has put in the work and everything to be able to make an informed comment that keeps him totally at ease. And that's the cool thing about those two guys, is they're first really great friends, but second, Ted Scott helps get him around the golf course and he hits the shots. That's the way I look at it. He understands and they have a game plan, but they're in the present with every single shot, and they don't get excited about a big putt made for a birdie or an eagle, or having a problem like on the eighth hole in the final round when you make a double bogey. They just put their heads down, they go forward, and they play great golf. It's absolutely phenomenal to watch them together and watch Scotty be able to do what he's doing.
Like a catcher and a high-level pitcher, right?
I mean, absolutely.
The pitcher's got to throw the ball, but the catcher's back there calling the game, has the strength. Yep. Like, there's so many – you're right. There's so much about that that's super cool.
Creates ease. Creates confidence.
Yeah.
It creates – takes pressure off everything that they're doing together.
You know, I was giving you and the caddy a bad time about the number of wins that Scotty had or lack thereof through, you know, the U.S. Open. And boy,
charge.
Yeah. So we put the over under on his, after Scotty had a phenomenal year last year, winning about 8-9 times, if you count Olympics and all that.
Yeah.
We put the over under at 5. I put it at 5 or 4.
Yeah, it's 5.
5. And you guys both took 5. The over.
Yep.
And I'm like, no.
It might have been 4 because we took the over, which
you
would
were
be saying,
5. You were going 5 or more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I put it at 4 and you guys took the over. And I took the under. I'm thinking if he could get 3. Well,
he's a 4 right now.
You have any issues with resetting that? I mean, with the FedEx Cup playoffs and all that? I mean, he's right on that number. But you would have a hard time thinking he's not going to win one more time before the year's over.
I would think so. I would think whether it's, whether it's Memphis or the BMW or the Tour Championship at Eastlake, I would think so. And then, you know, he said after the Ryder Cup, then he'll sit down at some point and assess his season and see what he needs to do better and what he needs to work on. And kind of like Byron Nelson.
It reminds me so much of Byron Nelson.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that he started the week off by asking what's the point to winning and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then he goes out and does this and he kind of shows that, I mean, the point for him is to be the best that he can be right now, support his family. Right. But at the end all be all, that's not what's in his heart. His heart is his family. And you notice it was like, hey, I won. And then he sees his family and he throws his hat and runs.
He goes
and celebrates,
nuts.
Right? Because that's his people. That's what he wants to do. And that's the way Byron Nelson was. I hope Scotty doesn't walk away from the game. Like Byron.
I hope he doesn't either.
Because he's unreal to watch and we're just getting started. This is to borrow a Taylor Swift, my daughter would be so proud. This is the Scotty Scheffler era right now out there on the PGA Tour. We'll take a break and continue talking about it next, right here on Real Golf Radio. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center, or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Good to be with you. Recapping the Open Championship here on the show. And again, congrats to Scottie Scheffler picking up. Bob, you ready for it? The third leg of the Grand Slam.
Yes, sir.
You're so excited, aren't you?
I am really excited because the next leg is the U.S. Open, and he turns 30 on the last day of the tournament.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
The PGA Tour tweeted out, Scottie Scheffler will attempt to complete the career Grand Slam on his 30th birthday at the 2026 U.S. Open, Shinnecock Hills. Why
yeah,
not?
Think about the schedule for the events of the U.S. Open over the next 4 to 5 years.
Yeah,
it's good ones. It's really good ones and really good ones that he can play extremely well at.
So players to win multiple majors by four shots or more in the same season since the first Masters was held in 1934, Ben Hogan in 1953, Tiger Woods in 2000, and Scottie Scheffler in 2025, thanks to Justin Ray for the great stats, as always. But you think about that. Three players since the Masters was played have won multiple majors by four shots or more in the same season.
Yeah.
So yeah. He basically goes into Charlotte, dominates, and then he goes over to Port Rush and dominates.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's
and the other two, he's only had one tournament this year where he's finished outside the top 10 and the other two majors, he's been in the top 10. Okay. The other stat they threw out on the broadcast as he was walking up the last hole, which is the one you texted me in the caddy, a picture of it, because I was about ready to do the same thing, is Tiger won his first major. And then by the time he won his fourth, it was 1,197 days, and Scottie Scheffler won his first major, and by the time he won his fourth, it was 1,197 days as well.
As Dan Hicks said, you can't make that stuff up, and no, I totally agree. No. Like, how I'm always interested in sports and numbers and how so many times these weird number things collide. Yep. Maybe there's just been enough things played over the years that if you're looking for something, you can always find something to make you go, wow. But that's not who I am. I am the wow guy. I'm going to sit there and go, what? How does that happen? Really? And so that brings us to the Tiger comparison.
Okay.
Is it fair? I mean, he is dominating like Tiger did, but he's still not Tiger. And he shrugged it off. Scottie shrugged it off, says, that's, hey, that's not fair. Yeah. Tiger is and was. You know, he thinks it's ridiculous. I think silly is what he said. I think that's silly.
Yep.
But this stuff happens where you start comparing, you know, we compare Jordan Spieth with his early winning, same as Tiger mm-hmm. did. You know, whenever somebody gets out and starts doing dominant things early on in their career, it starts to remind you of guys that did the same thing. And there's not very many that have done it. In fact, most of them have gone on to do great things. You look at Jack and Tiger and Arnie, some of these guys, right? That just really burst on the scene and sort of took the golf world by storm. Scottie's doing that right now. What we saw with Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas and Brooks Koepka was those windows shut fairly quickly. Not that they can't open back up again. Those players are still fairly young. But with Scottie, we don't know yet. because we can't see the future. How long does that window stay open? Right now, it still feels like it is wide open.
He goes about it in a different way, though. You see a lot of emotion and everything from all those other guys. Scotty, you don't see a lot of emotion from him. He just is very matter of fact about how he goes about his business on the golf course, how he prepares. You know, he doesn't go into a tournament with a goal that he's going to win. He prepares for the event as if he was there. And then when he gets there and he gets on the first tee, he says, now I can go compete because I feel prepared to play this event. Now, what another thing that was really, really cool is that knowing that he was going to be playing links golf and how firm the turf can be, his coaches all got together and talked to the course superintendent at his home club where he practices. And for chipping and pitching the ball, because they knew that was going to be a big part of it, they had the course superintendent bake out an area around their practice green so that he had the ability to hit the same types of shots. Mm. That everybody's all in with Scotty. His home course superintendent, his teacher, his short game and putting coach, his caddy, his family, everybody's all in. And it's amazing to see how it's all working.
That said, can you compare him to Tiger?
I think you can with the short period of body of work that they've had, both of them had. But as far as longevity is concerned, remember when I said about Tiger, I said Tiger's going to have to stay healthy.
Yep.
It's the same thing with Scotty. This year, he punctured his hand and had to have surgery, and he got a late start. What would he have done had he not had a late start this year?
Rory doesn't want to think about that.
Right. Rory got his career Grand Slam. It was the perfect storm for Rory at the Masters this year. And Scotty still finished top 10. But now that Rory's done what he's done, he kind of took his foot off the gas pedal for a while, and he allowed Scotty to come roaring right in and take over.
So your point, going back to comparing Tiger in the window, what is it going to be? Is it going to be his health? Is it going to be some sort of scandal? Is it going to be his game falls apart? Is he going to change his swing? Like, what are the things that typically, you know, derail a guy or distract a guy, right?
Right, right.
He seems to have all of those boxes checked to where it doesn't look like he's going to have one of those things blow up what he has going right now.
I think he's so grounded in his life. And the difference between him and Tiger is Tiger had his set answers when we talked to him in the media at major championships and at golf tournaments and that kind of thing. He was a closed book with answering questions to the media. It seems like Scotty's an open book, especially this last week when he opened up what his values truly are in the game and competing and winning golf tournaments and winning major championships. It makes him tear up because of what he's able to do and what he's been blessed with, but it's not the motivating force in his life. His family, his son, how he was brought up. This is all great things to help with what you've talked about that could keep him off that pedestal for a while.
Yeah, it's balance, right?
Yep.
I look at Tiger and he had a violent swing. I wouldn't have thought when we first started doing the show 25 years ago, looking at Tiger and as fit as he was and young and strong, and looking at Phil as dumpy and lumpy and lanky as he was, that Phil would be the one that would stay healthy over the years and Tiger would be the one that would struggle physically. But I start to look back at that and you recognize that, and I've mentioned this on the show before, but if you read his first book that he put out there, Golf by Tiger Woods or whatever it was, mm-hmm. Golf My Way, I can't remember what it was, whatever it was called, the Tiger Woods golf book, he talked about snapping his left knee as he comes through in order to like generate power, right? Mm-hmm. And he led to some knee surgeries. Like he went away from that whole thing. There, he used to go really super hard at it, and he was young and wiry and flexible and all that kind of stuff. But then he had back issues, and so I put all that together to say Scotty has a very unique swing, doesn't he? And he yes. kicks that foot out of the way. But you know what it does when he kind of moves that foot out? It releases some of the tension on yep. your lower extremities as well as your back.
Right.
And so in some ways, it's almost like that's a more sustainable, healthy swing than the traditional, you know, the old reverse C or the traditional, you know, kind of swing now where you're right. really, you know, keeping everything tight to the ground and, you know, pushing off. Of course, he's pushing off. He's pushing off and that foot's sliding with the power. Yep. But it makes me think that physically that might be a more sustainable move over time. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. And I look at it from a different standpoint. Tiger was an artist with his golf shots and how he shaped his shots and that kind of thing. But Tiger, he worked hard on his golf swing, the times that he changed it. He worked hard on his golf swing, and he was more of a mechanic. I see Scottie Scheffler as, you know, this is the golf swing that got him here, that got him to winning majors, that has got him winning 17 times in the last, get this, in less than 3 years, he's won 17 times with four major championships. And all since Ted Scott has been on the bag in 2.5 to 3 years. Okay. So having said that, though, I see Scottie as a guy that visualizes, Tiger did too, and shapes the ball and is less violent in his swing. And yeah, I think as far as his back is concerned and everything, sliding the right leg, my dad slid the right foot also on the ground towards down the line. I see all of that as like you said, taking a lot of stress and everything off of what he has to do during a golf swing.
Well, he's the number one player in the world. He's the number one in the FedEx Cup. He's the number one in the Ryder Cup. As you mentioned, 17 PGA Tour wins in his 146th start at age 29 years, 29 days. And he's now tied 50 on the all-time wins list. I mean, he's just starting to move up, right? I mean, he's just doing things that that the greats do. He's definitely yeah. become one of the greats. We'll get into, when we come back, we got to look at the rest of the field, how they played, and also now what is left now, having gone through the majors, for the Ryder Cup team. What does it look like on both sides? And we're not that far off.
No.
Is Captain Keegan going to be playing? And who's this team going to be? And some of the things that came out of it, you know, spoiler alert, Bryson DeChambeau is going to be on that team. Of course you want him on that team.
Yep.
Which is good stuff. Anyway, we'll talk about it next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf, by Worldwide Golf, the new Ping i240 irons have arrived. The tour-inspired i240 irons are designed from the look of a player's model iron, but offers golfers high launch, forgiveness, and consistency. To reserve a custom fitting, visit us in-store or book online at worldwidegolf.com. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. You went to golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Nothing says summer like double rewards on your Mountain America Rewards credit card. Get 2x the points on everything from gas and groceries to travel and home projects now through July 31st, 2025. Oh, wow. It's the perfect way to stretch your dollar and make summer doubly rewarding. Apply for your Mountain America Rewards credit card at macu.com/double. Loans on approved credit. Offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars. 5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob looking back at last week's Open Championship and the fourth major of the year, the Scottie Scheffler Show, as we've been talking about. And now superlatives are sort of running out just a little bit, but man, was that fun to watch from an appreciation of greatness standpoint, as we've been talking about. Joining us right now to give his perspective from golfnewsnet.com, Ryan Ballingy, our good friend. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Great, guys. How are you?
Good to have you on the show. So, you know, the thing that we've been talking about is some people say, gosh, it's too bad that wasn't more dramatic. Too bad there wasn't a little more excitement. And yet we saw that a lot with Tiger over the years when he was just that much better than everybody else. And I just found myself sitting on the couch watching it and just kind of like my mouth half open going, man, this guy is, these are the best players, this is a field of the best players in the world. And he's that much better. It's just it's unbelievable, and it's cool to sit back and watch greatness, huh? What was your take on that versus, man, it could use a little drama down the stretch?
I think we should appreciate that he's kicking everybody's tail, and he does it almost every time he wins. I mean, all of his major wins are by 4 or more. That doesn't happen very often in the history of major championships, that you win one by 4 strokes, much less 4 of them by 4 strokes or more. He's out in front of everybody, and he's playing in a game that's not only better than everybody else's, but it's also smarter than everybody else's. And those two things make him extremely hard to beat. I mean, the only thing that prevents him from winning basically every time out is putting and maybe one bad swing. I mean, he is that much better than almost everybody else that his second best can win a major. I mean, his second best won the PGA. His best won the Open. I mean, if he could have made a couple of 6-footers at Oakmont, he would have won that. And I would argue probably if he could have not used a glass to try to cut raviolis last December, he probably would have won the Masters. So how do you beat this guy? I mean, I think I'm increasingly coming to that level of recognition. I don't know how you beat him unless he beats himself.
You know, it was interesting. You just made a comment about how he plays the game of golf with his mind and what he's able to do. And he said he's been blessed with the ability to stay in the present. Even when he goes to play a golf course or goes to play a championship, he's always in the present. And your thoughts about that, because that's a thing that not a lot of people can do.
It's phenomenal. It's otherworldly. And I mean, when Rory was winning at the beginning of the year, he talked about wanting to emulate Scottie's ability to his mental side, how he approached playing the smart shot when he needed to, how he could just kind of forget the bad stuff. And I think you see it time and time again. And we saw the PGA with a 62.5% bounce back percentage versus a field average of 17 or 18% or whatever it was. In that he can silo every hole, maybe even every shot, unto itself. Let's go, okay, this is this situation. This is what I have to do here to get the best possible result. Not make a birdie, not make an eagle, not avoid a book, just get the best possible result. Here's what I have to do. And he does it again and again and again. And the only time he really seemed to indulge himself was on 8 on Sunday, when he decided to try to get out of that fairway bunker with probably a little bit longer club than he otherwise would have been comfortable with, and he left it in there. And then goes immediately birdies the next hole, tournament's back to being over. That is my favorite part of what he does, is that he really can break down individual rounds to holes and holes to shots, play the smart one consistently, and then when he does make a mistake, because he is wont to do that, everyone's wont to do that, then he makes up for it. And it has to be intensely frustrating as a competitor to see him potentially open the door or open the window, whatever analogy you want to use, and then immediately close it the next hole or the next shot. You go, oh, here we go, here's my chance. Oh, that's gone. And it happens, you know, twice around, and then you lose. That part, his ability, like you said, Bob, to just stay in the present, not dwell in the past, not worry about the future, just do right now, it's his greatest attribute.
Ryan Ballingy, GolfNewsNet.com, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. His comments that he mentioned earlier in the week about his, you know, what really motivates him from the deepest recesses of his heart and that kind of thing, and asking the question, what's the point? Those were followed up after the win. He's sitting there with the claret jug, and he went on to explain even more reiterated essentially what he had said and tried to clarify. It's not just a what's the point. You know, a lot of people ran with what's the point. I'm curious, what were your thoughts on his perspective? And it feels like that the media, in a lot of ways, is having a hard time grasping that attitude. And I don't know if they're just expecting that he should come out like Ricky Bobby and just be like, you know, I'm the best there is, you know, nobody can hang with my stuff, you know, like this is not Talladega Nights. Like, this is not who he is. But when he comes off and says he appreciates winning and what he's able to accomplish and living out his dreams, but that's not what defines him or what's most important to his life. How do you take that?
I empathize with it in a weird way. I'm definitely not as famous as he is and never will be lauded for my achievements in anything the way that he is about golf. But I really understand where he's coming from. And I wrote about it in our weekly newsletter from the perspective of faith, because I think that's really what he was trying to talk about. But even if he was just talking about the concept of fame and excellence being fleeting, I understand that too, that the fulfillment that comes from life, I'm not trying to be preachy, so if this is what fulfills you, whatever.
Preach on, buddy.
But I think that the fulfillment that comes from life is because of the work that you put in and the people that you're surrounded by and the experiences that you get to have because of those things combined. And that's what I think Scotty relishes in. He relishes in that he gets to do this for a living and that he is really good at it. And he's put a ton of work into it. And him saying the kind of what's the point, I think he's wrestling with the fact that he really wants to be the best in the world and he wants to win these things and he enjoys doing them. But then he quickly realizes that those moments are fleeting. And 10 minutes later, they talk about, where are we going for dinner? You know, what's the next thing? What's the next question I have to answer? A mountain I have to climb. So it can't be about those moments, because otherwise the rest of your life is completely hollow. So he's trying to find meaning in life apart from the thing that he wants so bad. And he can't totally explain why he wants it that bad. And I think that makes him so much more interesting to me as an athlete, as a human being, that he's willing to kind of peel back and say, I don't completely grasp this and I don't want to just revel in it because that's not who I am either. And I think that makes him fascinating in the way, Bob, that made your dad fascinating to talk to him, reminded me a lot of a couple conversations I had with your dad about just kind of life and your purpose. And he talked about purpose a lot in a couple of conversations we had. And they are completely detached from one another. Life purpose and golf purpose are totally different things. I think that's something Scotty's wrestling with. And that he's doing it in public, I think, is commendable and interesting.
So, Ryan, that's a great answer. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. Can you take that and what we hear from Scotty about how what's next, you know, and it's always the next thing, the show goes on. And look at that in the Rory McIlroy perspective, coming off of winning the Masters and the career Grand Slam. We all thought that this would be a weight off of him that would free him up to go on this amazing run. It was quite the opposite. It had almost a draining effect on him, it feels like, or it took so much out of him that he just needed to sit back and sort of appreciate what he did, and he had literally kind of sucked any motivation out of him to do anything else. Not necessarily in a bad way, but just in a different way than maybe we all expected it. And so then there became a little bit of questions and some criticism. Kind of getting the two juxtapositions, if you will, between Scotty and then what we saw with Rory earlier. I find it fascinating how much of that, I guess, can we read into what Scotty's saying that might help us understand what Rory went through?
Yeah, that's really interesting. And someone pointed out to me on Twitter, and if I thought about it long enough, I might have gotten into it myself, but that we're ending the year with Scottie Scheffler having won the PGA and the Open, four career majors, and one major away from the Grand Slam. In 2014, we ended the major season with Rory McIlroy having four majors, winning the PGA and the Open that year to get to four, one major away from the Grand Slam. It took Rory another 11 years to finish off that one part. So I think his perspective about the journey is probably a little different than Scotty's, because Scotty's is on the ascendance. It's happening quickly, and it only seems to be getting better, right? It's not that it's getting easier, but he's getting better at it. And so his perspective is probably a little bit different right now than Rory's, which is, thank God it's finally done. Thank God I did it. I didn't leave it out there and could have been wondering what if for the rest of my life. It feels like Scotty will probably win at Shinnecock. I mean, he might not. He might go 11 years and win. I know they know what the U.S. Open is going to be in 2037, but whatever year that's going to be, whatever that venue is going to be. So maybe Scotty would speak about it differently if we're 11 years into the future and he hasn't won the U.S. Open. And he might relish these days a little bit more. Part of your perspective on your journey is what journey you took. And Rory, for better or for worse, went on an 11-year odyssey where he did so many things right except the one thing that he wanted to go right. And now that he's got it, it's like, all right, well, I put in all that work. He probably believes in the value of, karma and faith and those types of things. I did the right things. I said the right things. I was the right soldier for the PGA Tour. I went through all this stuff. I started this PGL League. I won three or four FedEx Cups, whatever it is. And it took all of that to go through all of that just to get a Masters. And then at the end, you can just go, I could be done. And I think about that sometimes. If I just do this, I could be done. Isn't that a huge weight off your shoulder? And then, you do relax a little bit. But I think the cool thing for him, and I think he kind of, you can see it on his face on 18 on Sunday at Port Rush. I think he really appreciated the response that he got in his home country. And maybe that, kind of spurred him on a little bit. Like, hey, I still got a little left in me. I can still do some stuff here. So maybe it's time to get off the couch and go do something again.
Yeah.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You know, we got a couple minutes left, Ryan. The thing that is remarkable about Scottie Scheffler is what he's been able to do in just a short period of time, 2.5 to 3 years. And all once he got Ted Scott on the bag. It blows me away that he's on a clip, 17 wins, 4 majors, and just that short a period of time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it does have to do with Ted Scott. I mean, not that Scotty was a terrible golfer or anything before Ted Scott got in the bag, but I think he and Ted work in concert in a way that the all-time great player caddy tandems do. It just has something that works. And I think Ted doesn't get enough credit for that. I mean, he got Bubba Watson to be a multiple-time Masters champion. He's got this guy, Scottie Scheffler, to be a 4-time major champion. And I think he has fully bought into the way Scottie approaches golf. I think that's kind of how Ted approaches life, based on what little I know of him personally. And I think that just makes it so much easier in those tough moments when you're on the same page and you both have full trust in one another, that as two very competent people at your jobs, you can go do something better together. And, you know, the go back to Rory, the knock on Harry Diamond for years has been he's not willing to call Rory off on the tough ones or call him, you know, do whatever a caddy should do or whatever someone thinks a caddy should do in a tough spot so that Rory wins. They get along really great. They won a ton together. It just, maybe there's something missing there sometimes, maybe there's not. But what's evident to me is that Ted and Scotty have something that I don't think either of them are willing to let go anytime soon. And maybe Ted Scott rides with Scottie Scheffler to the very end of whatever this wave is they're on.
I think his social profile says, Ted Scotty, call me Bubba. I think that's what he's definitely got it figured out. Ryan, thanks so much, man. As always, we appreciate your time. And hey, here we go. FedEx Cup season right around the corner. And Ryder Cup, we'll be talking to you about that real soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Ryan Ballengee, GolfNewsNet.com. Stay tuned. The back nine. Hour number two is next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter @RealGolf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.